And tell me about the utensils, the things that you eat with at the dinner table. You have a what?
Fork, spoon, and knife.
Okay, and the plural of knife, you say you have a set of?
Knife.
What do you say you do to the dishes after you've eaten, you know, and clean them?
Yeah. Wash.
And you get the soap suds off you?
Rinse.
Do you have a name for the piece of cloth that you use for your washing the dishes?
Dishcloth.
Okay. What about the one when you dry the dishes?
Dry cloth.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for the piece of cloth or rag about the size of your hand that you use when taking a bath?
Washcloth.
Okay. And the big one that you dry off.
Towel.
In the kitchen, the thing right over the sink that the water comes out of, you call that?
Faucet.
If it's the thing out in the yard that you hook your garden hose up to.
Faucet hydrant.
Okay. You've probably seen the portable water containers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, big thermoses or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that you push or turn, the water comes out of it. What would you call that?
Nozzle or maybe faucet.
This bird, say if it's very cold one morning, the winter time, you got up to turn on the water, and when you did, nothing came out.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, oh great, it looks like the pipes.
That's it.
Okay. That ever happened?
Yep.
Not even trouble. This is a thing, it's a great big thing. Used to be used for shipping flour in, you know, flour like you bake bread out of.
Mm-hmm.
Made out of wood, these wooden stays.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that? B-A-R-R?
Barrel.
Yes, okay. Something that looks like a barrel, except it's smaller. I think you ship gunpowder in them, or nails.
Well, something like a cave.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. If somebody asked you, like I am, what a lot of molasses would come in, what would you say?
A what?
A lot of molasses.
A lot. A bottle.
Okay, what about lard?
No idea.
So if you're driving a buggy, the thing that you crack over the horse's ears.
Whip.
And if you went to the grocery store and bought, you know, several things, what would the grocery boy put it in? You would take it home?
Bag.
So you knew that.
Paper. Paper bag.
And if you bought about, say, 25 pounds of flour,
mm-hmm.
what would that probably be?
Well, like a knapsack. Well, material be like nap.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess a knapsack.
Okay. Now, what I had in mind is material real rough and coarse, heavy,
mm-hmm.
kind of brown colored stuff that maybe potatoes or manure or pecans or something like that would
mm-hmm.
cover. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, I hear people use the word toe sack or croaker sack.
Mm-mm.
Either one of those. Mm-hmm. Burlap bag.
Burlap.
Yeah. Is that what you would call it?
Like material.
Yeah. So you just call it a
burlap sack.
Say if a farmer was taking some corn to the mill to be ground, talk about the amount he could put in his wagon. Did you have any name for that amount, just as much as he could carry? Say he's taking a blank of corn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, say if you're burning wood in your fireplace, and you go out to get some, just as much as you can hold in your two arms, and so you have a what?
A lot.
Okay, would you ever use arm load?
Uh-uh.
You wouldn't use an arm load.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard the word turn mean an amount or something like you got a turn of corn?
Uh-uh.